Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, January 17th. Winter watches and warnings have been posted for the mountains, and extremely high winds are expected as well as the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend gets underway across the state. In a press release, the Colorado Department of Transportation urges motorists to plan for severe weather and heavy traffic this weekend. CDOT asks holiday travelers to always check road conditions and weather conditions for the route you plan to take before beginning your trip. Road conditions are always available at cotrip.org. CDOT anticipates extreme conditions on I-70 for the peak traffic period on Friday as motorists head into the mountains for the holiday weekend. CDOT asks motorists to delay travel on the I-70 mountain corridor until Saturday, unless drivers are equipped with proper tires for winter travel in the mountains. The National Weather Service is forecasting a fast, heavy snowstorm on Friday. Snow showers are expected to develop by sunrise, with a heavy burst of snow and wind expected along the corridor between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. today. Snow totals may not seem significant, 3 to 7 inches, but heavy snowfall rates in a short period of time will likely affect a high number of drivers on the road. The storm is anticipated to affect Rabbit Ears Pass as well. Snow will likely decrease during Friday afternoon, with additional accumulation expected after about 8 p.m. Drier weather is expected for the rest of the weekend. And in the San Juan Mountains, a winter storm warning is currently in effect until tonight. More consistent, longer-lasting, and heavier snowfall accumulations are expected compared to other parts of Colorado. Southwest Colorado high country areas will also experience high winds, resulting in blowing snow and reduced visibility on roadways. CDOT reminds travelers to be aware of potential road closures if the storm causes unsafe driving conditions, especially along Colorado 145 Lizard Head Pass, US 550 Mountain Pass Corridor, and US 160 Wolf Creek Pass. CDOT urges motorists to limit driving while it is snowing. However, if you must drive during a storm, keep these tips in mind. Drive slowly and reduce your speed. Leave plenty of space behind the vehicle ahead. Do not pass the plows. Know before you go and take responsibility for your own safety. Make sure your car is prepared for winter conditions with proper tires, a snow scraper, and other necessary items. And this is from a press release from the San Miguel Power Association. Last week, Tri-State Generation and Transmission, the wholesale electric power provider for the local electric cooperative, announced the closure of Escalante Coal Generation Station near Pruitt, New Mexico by the end of 2020, and closure of the Northwest Colorado Craig Station and Kalawayo Mine by the year 2030. These major changes in generation portfolio will result in 100% reduction of coal emissions in Colorado and New Mexico. Tri-State believes it will be able to do this while increasing Tri-State's competitiveness with a cleaner portfolio and while maintaining stable rates for its member systems. Collectively, the closure will impact approximately 600 power plant and mine employees who have been vital to Tri-State's ability to supply reliable power to cooperatives for decades. SMPA Chief Executive Officer Brad Zaborski said that they support Tri-State's plan, and at the same time, they understand very personally the effect these types of closures have on employees' families and their local communities. Zaborski referred to the effects of the closure of the Nucla Generation Station, announced by Tri-State in July of 2019. Nucla, where SMPA is headquartered, has struggled to recover its economy following the job losses resulting from the closure of the generating station and the nearby Horizon coal mine. Tri-State has pledged to work with state and local officials to support affected employees and their communities during the transition. And please stay tuned to KVNF for more on Tri-State's dramatic moves since the beginning of the new year. We will speak to a tri-state official and have our local motion next week dedicated to the topic. We will have several different perspectives on tri-state's decision to close power plants in Colorado and New Mexico, and we will talk about both the positive and negative impacts of recent events in the energy industry. That's on Local Motion on KVNF at 6 p.m. Tuesday, January 21st. Please join us. This is according to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. With two inmate deaths over the span of 4 days last month, Mesa County Sheriff's Office officials are reviewing what happened to see if any policy or procedural changes could prevent future deaths. Mesa County Sheriff Matt Lewis told the Sentinel that the agency conducts a thorough administrative review into any policy deficiencies or issues that may arise and considers whether additional training of jail staff is necessary. Lewis said every death investigation is different depending on the circumstances. Three inmate medical deaths were reported in 2019. In 2018, one inmate suicide was investigated, and one also was investigated in 2017. According to the sheriff, in general terms, jail staff is required to do security checks every 30 minutes. Whenever there is an unattended death, the coroner is responsible for responding to the scene. Sheriff Lewis spoke of the tremendous impact these deaths can have, not only on the victim's family, but also on the jail staff as well. And last today, Colorado's Gaming Commission solidified the rules for sports betting licensure Thursday, setting the stage for the first group of applicants to be approved next month as the state moves toward legalized sports gambling this spring. The Colorado Limited Gaming Control Commission plans to grant up to 33 total licenses for physical and online sports books. The state has received more than 50 license applications since November. That includes 28 from existing casinos, 10 from operators looking to run retail sports books, and 13 from internet apps. The names of the applicants have not been disclosed. The first licensees are expected to be approved in February, though they won't be able to take bets until Colorado's new sports gambling law goes into effect on May 1st. Voters in November narrowly approved Proposition DD, allowing bets to be placed on the outcome of sporting events at physical and online sportsbooks in Colorado. Casinos will be taxed 10% on net proceeds, which will primarily be funneled to Colorado's water plan. The state expects to collect $29 million annually from the new tax. And that was your regional newscast for Friday, January 17th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.